This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Monday, October 14th. Well, the wheat market follows beans and corn higher in Friday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat jumped up following all the grains higher, big overflow buying. Looks like that the markets have been a little bit thin, perhaps being taken over somewhat by some of the algorithms really pushing through a lot of these technical numbers. The news have been bearish, but the technical people on wheat were saying that 522 could be its real objective. Who knew that we could get as high as 20 cents higher today? No one really did. And so that only makes us 10 cents off of that objective they were talking about. Can it get there? Who knows? It's very possible. We'll see on Tuesday if there's been some movement with this trade deal over this holiday weekend. That being said, what happens when the trade deal does go down? Does that mean that we continue to rally, or we start to then look at what the numbers are for the yields?
Chicago December wheat prices closed Friday up 15 at 491 and a quarter. December corn was up 14 at 380. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 6 even to 603. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for October were up 16 and a quarter, ranging from 574.5 to 579.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for October were up 12 and three quarters, ranging from 638 to 668. Live cattle for October was up 72.5 cents at 109.50. October feeder cattle was down 20 cents at 144.35. And October class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 1866.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.